God has delivered his people by his mighty hand, though. Isn't that good news? Israel is free, and they want to survive. They don't want to suffer needlessly. Some want to turn back. Look at verse 2 of chapter 16 of Exodus. Now, we'll pick on teenagers, won't we, about their immaturity? But look at this million-plus crowd of humans, and the overall consensus is described to us as this in Exodus chapter 16, verse 2. And the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, I'll try not to sound moany, I'll just read it like academically, okay? Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full, right? Give us the good old days. It was better back there. We ate bread to the full, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill the whole assembly with hunger. Moses is dead meat, man. But look at the subtle lie here, and then look at the blatant lie. I want you to see this in Scripture. Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord, right? Died by the hand of the Lord? That's a subtle lie. God kills people. God kills people like us. We're going to die out here in the desert. I wish he just killed us back there. I wish one of those big old hailstones just knocked me in the head. I'd be over. That's what they're saying. In the New Living Translation, they read Exodus 16:3 as saying, if only the Lord had killed us back in Egypt. They're despondent. They're depressed. It's almost suicidal. It's almost like welcoming death. It's coming. I just wish it happened somewhere else. I wish I was in charge of my own death. If I could write it, I'd do it this way. That's what's going on. They're troubled. Now, God judged the people of Egypt for enslaving these very people. Israel is identifying with Egypt. Oh, I wish God just killed us back there. He wasn't killing you back there. He was killing the people holding you down, keeping you trapped as prisoners. He didn't kill people. He said, let them go, or I will be the brick wall that you run into. Here comes the brick wall. And Egypt said, puh, Yahweh, I do not know this Yahweh. The voice of Pharaoh speaking on behalf of a nation. No one man runs a country. It's impossible for Pharaoh to say, Tutankhamun thought he ran Egypt, and they found him with a big hole in the back of his skull, buried. It's not Pharaoh doing these things. It's the nation of Egypt. It's the government of Pharaoh, and he's the figurehead. He's propped up by power, and power is people, and people in control, and Israel is under the control of the people of Egypt, who God deals with, and they do die. Many die. Why would God kill? God poured out wrath on that which was set against his deliverance. Do you hear that? God poured out wrath on that which was set against his deliverance. He's leading and he's delivering and he's setting free and he's giving wisdom and guiding, and people who come against it, God deals with. When it's me, he deals with me. The chastening hand of the Lord to a child that he loves, who he corrects. And we could do this the hard way, we could do this the easy way. That's what I tell my sons. Yeah? Anybody been caught with the hard way and learning the lesson and finally just going, I get it. I get it. I got what I should have got before. I get it. Maybe we're like on a run still. We're going to get it. But we yield to the Lord, and Israel has somehow developed an us versus them relationship with Moses and Aaron and God. Israel is looking at Moses saying, look at you. Look what you did to us. It's better if we died back there. That's the subtle lie. It'd be better if we were dead somewhere else at our own choosing. Now here's the big lie. The big lie is we're going to die. Since we're going to die, it'd be better if it happened somewhere else. But they're walking away from water to the desert, and it's the, you know, the heat and the ripple. It looks like, you know, you guys watch Clint Eastwood Spaghetti Western movies? You know, when he leaves the guy standing on the chair with a rope around his neck, and he's like, don't leave me, don't leave me. And it's like desert and tumbleweed and hot. They're walking into that. And Moses at the front going, this is the way, you know. And there's the pillar is ahead of them, right? Smoke by day, fire by night. It's God. But everybody's like, Moses stinks. I don't like Moses. He doesn't lead well. I don't trust him. We're going to die. We have to get out of here. Anything is better than this. It was all a big mistake. You did this to us, Moses and Aaron. You did this to us. We would be better off dead than this. Better to have died in a different way, in a different place. Verse 3 says, you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill the whole assembly. Wow. So thanks for coming. I hope you can have an encouraging week. And go, no, come on, give us more. What do you got, pal? All right? In chapter 16, just verse 6 and 7, God speaks. Moses and Aaron said to all the people, at evening, you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning, you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. Do you see that? Grumbling against Moses. But God takes it up and he says, Moses, tell them that I hear them. And Moses says, here you go. The Lord is going to provide. And you'll see the glory of the Lord. You're grumbling against the Lord. For what are we that you grumble against us? Moses is like, come on. I'm just a messenger. Don't shoot me.